937.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Welcome to the Monday night edition of the show. We're here. It's our first show that we're actually going to be doing all 3 hours live.
It's being here with big you. Time. And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you. That's right. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time tonight. No more of the time warp stuff. We're here Monday through Friday now from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern time. We still have our Saturday show, which is a two-hour show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern time. It should be noted, though, that this particular Saturday we're not going to be live because of the holiday, because of New Year's, basically. After that,
is that
going to
be is that the first? Is that Saturday the first, or is that the 31st?
I think it's the 31st. I can verify that here in a moment. Actually, negative. That's the first.
Well, that's the normal holiday.
So we'll be doing a New Year's Eve show then.
Okay, good.
Cool. All right, 1-800-259.
I guess I know where I'll be New Year's Eve.
1-800-259-9231. Well, who better to celebrate with than you, Manwich?
Please.
1-800-259.
We don't even like each other. What are you talking about? We get out of the studios, we're gone. We don't talk to each other until the next day.
1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Well, that only makes sense because, I mean, if you think about it, even if you have a significant other, how much time do you really spend with that significant other in a given 24-hour period? 8 hours, you're probably sleeping, so you're now left with 16 hours of the day. And if you're a working man, you're at work probably 8 hours, plus maybe a half hour to get to work, half hour to get back home. So maybe a total of 9 hours out of the house, assuming you're an average working man.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're down to...
Which I don't think anybody is anymore.
No, I don't think so either. But we'll be conservative. We'll say 7 hours. You've got 7 hours free time. So factor in maybe a breakfast and a dinner where you're probably not going to be talking too much, if assuming you are even eating together. Maybe we're down to about 5.5 hours, and then, of course, who knows what you have to do outside of work, various errands and other things that you need to run before work or after work. And really, to spend 3 hours a night with somebody like this, you're probably spending more time with me. I guess what I'm saying is you're probably spending more time with me than your lady at home.
It's probably true.
So, therefore, I don't blame you for getting up and
it's running. Give me the heebie-jeebies just thinking about it.
1-800-259-9231. Anything goes on this show. This is your show. You take control. You call in. You bring up whatever you want, whether it be something personal. Maybe you want to tell us about your holiday affair this particular weekend, the get-together with a family. Maybe a fight broke out on during Christmas dinner or something like that, or Hanukkah dinner or whatever.
You know, I've noticed on this show, it used to be we got all kinds of personal issues. Somebody would call in, they lost a job.
Well, used to be on an FM talk station.
We used to be on an FM talk station, and we get a lot more personal type issues. Here on the broadcasting on the AM dial and with GCN, almost nobody wants to talk about personal stuff.
We had one a couple weeks ago. It was very good, as
it
a matter of fact. It was an older, when I say older, I mean late 20s guy who's interested in a 19-year-old girl, and we kind of got into that for a while. It was a great topic. But nonetheless, we're a brand new show. It's our sixth week now being full-time syndicated, and so it's just a matter of time before we get on board at some FM station, some FM talk station,
mm-hmm.
and start drawing in that slightly younger audience, because it seems to be your AM talkers, which we're on right now, and we appreciate every single one of them. Your AM talkers give you like a 25 to 54 range kind of listener, and then your FM talkers might give you maybe a 20 to 35 range listener. And so I'd love to have them all. You know, I'd love to have everybody mixed in together. We're political one moment. The next moment, we're personal. I like the unpredictability about this.
Free
show.
Talk Live's always been the great equalizer. People from 70s to their teens listen to the show. So
it's not an exaggeration. Those are the known callers. We know that they are listeners, obviously, but who knows what kind of age range of listenership we have. We've had callers as young as 13. We've had callers as old as 77.
Remember when we had a deaf guy call?
That was weird.
That was very strange.
I still question that call, but it was interesting. So 1-800-259-9231, literally anything goes. You got a pet issue, you want to push an agenda, we're here for you, but we're not going to let you just get away with it and get off the air. We're going to ask you questions. We want to know where you're coming from. We want to understand you and why you think the way you do. 1-800-259-9231. We'll also read your emails, possibly. You can shoot them off to ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl at freetalklive.com, and log on and get interactive online at freetalklive.com. We've got the last 6 days worth of the show fully archived for you to download at your convenience, plus the Shrine of Female Listeners. I just recently, over the weekend, added something to the Shrine, not a person, but I added a frequently asked questions file.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what are the questions?
Actually,
or do we have to go? Do I have to go and look?
You'll have to go look.
Oh God!
You'll have to.
I want to know what these questions are. Frequently asked questions about the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Yeah, just a little bit of history about the Shrine, its origins, and you know, some other background, just some other details, some more intricate stuff than you can really just present on one page. Because I can't put it all on top of the Shrine, otherwise you never get to see the women.
Right.
So you can check that out at freetalklive.com. Also, the bulletin board system. Just
I've got a question about the Shrine before we go any farther.
Okay.
Here. Now, do you have the statistics on the web page, or is that the webmaster's foray?
I am the webmaster, but I'm not the guy who's hosting the site, so
okay.
It would be something I'd have to get from the host, and I've been trying to do that, but he's out of town. So.
Okay. I've just always wondered about, is the Shrine of Female Listeners the most viewed page?
Historically, when we were on the one FM station that we used to be on 2 years ago, it was.
Okay.
It was, like, the number one page. I don't know if that's the case now. I would assume it's probably number one or number two. But the bulletin board system is darn popular, and right now we've got over 220 registered users, and we have finally crossed the 2,000 mark on the posts, so lots of stuff to read about and get interactive. It's a great way to actually interact with the other listeners. Like, you'll hear somebody call in and spout off some opinion. Well, there's a good chance that they're on our bulletin board system, and you can actually
interact with them. Yeah.
Which is unusual for talk radio.
The bulletin board, they talk about everything on there.
That's right. So log on at freetalklive.com. And speaking of the bulletin board system, I found a very interesting post in there that I felt deserved to be responded to on the air.
That happens every once in a while, about once a week.
Once every 2 weeks or so. Now and then, somebody will just put a really incendiary post. The last one we responded to was somebody who was accusing Walmart of trying to take over the retail industry. I mean, as far as trying to just put every single mom and pop out of business, they made that blanket accusation, and we responded in kind on air. And this one is more of a war issue.
Okay.
And it's from one of our posters on the BBS. His name is Pod99966. Well, I had made the allegation earlier on in the post that we're talking about Iraq and how long our military is going to be occupying Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
I said the last time I checked, our military is still occupying South Korea and Germany. In fact, we have over 700 military bases in over 135 countries worldwide.
That's correct.
So we're occupying all kinds of countries, and some of them we've been there for a long, long time. Well, Pod responds with this. He says,
I think Japan can make it on their own now. Don't you think we can pull out of Japan?
I think so.
Like, I think they've got the peace there, you know, and we probably could get out of Japan.
I would think so, yeah. I think we can probably get out of every single one of those. But nonetheless, Pod says, the last time I checked, a group of German rebels were not killing civilians and saying that it's because the U.S. has a base in Germany. Well, there's no action in Germany right now. I mean,
after World War II, by the way.
Were they?
For 2 years, the werewolves, which were...
really interesting. I didn't know that.
They were old SS officers.
Right.
They were running about the countryside committing terrorist acts. And it took us over 2 years to finally calm Germany down after World War II. So that's 1947. I know that the VE Day was in 1945, but there was a couple of years after that.
Okay, I see that. That's very interesting. Well, what's going on now is we've invaded a sovereign nation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back in the days of World War II, we basically did the same thing, but we had kind of the excuse of we're trying to save the world. I'm not saying I'm supporting what we did in World War II, but... in this case, we just basically walked into Iraq and took over. And people are going to be pissed. And people are continuing to be more pissed in Iraq because we keep killing their friends, their family members. Grandma, she died. You know, grandma dies in an explosion because a bomb hit her house. That might just piss off the grandkids enough to pick up some guns or strap a bomb to themselves. We're going to come back with more at 800-259-9231. So, yeah, there's a clear difference between Germany and Iraq. This is your show. You take control. You bring up what's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you would like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You call us and talk about anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be personal or political. We're here for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com and log on. Get interactive on our bulletin board system. There's the archive, 6 days worth of them, right there for you, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and much, much more online at freetalklive.com. We're reading an email, actually, not an email, excuse me, a bulletin board post right now, and the post is in regards to the situation in Iraq. The poster in question is Pod9966, and he says,
As far as South Korea, not only are the South Koreans not attacking us, but they have been happy to have us there. And he's referring to the conversation we'd had earlier, which is that, well, we're still in South Korea, is what I said. We're still there. They don't need help with their elections. What are we doing there? And he says, well, they're happy to have us there. Well, I'm not happy to have us there. We're paying for this. You and I, Manwich, and Pod, and everybody listening right now, is paying for the military bases, the 700 or so military bases in over 135 countries, one of which is South Korea. We're paying our hard-earned tax dollars for that. I'm not happy with that. I don't care how damned happy the South Koreans are, and I'd be willing to bet if we took a poll of South Koreans, as opposed to talking to the South Korean government, if we took a poll of actual South Koreans, they might feel a little differently.
I bet they'd probably think it was okay.
Do you think so?
I would guess that. Now, what do you think?
You don't think it bothers them? You mean you wouldn't be bothered by Red China occupying the United States and having military bases here and running training for their troops?
I wouldn't like that at all. Thanks.
So how can you say how the South Koreans would feel?
Because they're pretty used to it at this point, probably.
Okay.
And we probably spend a good deal of money over there as far as the GIs and all that stuff.
True. They go out and they buy stuff from local convenience stores.
Hopefully they're not raping them in South Korea like they are in... what is it, Osaka, or that we have in, it's all, it seems to be, there's a bad military base in Japan that's always getting a bad rap.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard
Okinawa,
of it. Okay.
Me. And, yeah, there's every once in a while we, you know, rape some Japanese girl down in...
yeah, that's no good.
Down. It's not cool. But,
well, it's probably because prostitution's illegal there. You know, if they'd legalize prostitution, then boys wouldn't have a problem.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
I it seems like a stretch, but okay.
So anyway, it doesn't matter to me if they're happy to have us there. It doesn't matter if another country invites our military in. Come on over. Give us a hand. We need the U.S. military in this country. That is not what we're here for. That is not the point behind the United States of America. We're supposed to keep to ourselves. We're supposed to just trade with other countries. We're not supposed to send our military all around the world. The purpose of the original intent behind our military was for neutrality, just to be here and defend the United States, and that's it. So I think there's a real problem with
that.
Well,
I like to look at the incipient United States as the goal for what we're trying to achieve. And one's got to wonder what would happen if King George managed to get, you know, some other world power at the time to come and help him occupy the American colonies. We probably wouldn't be free right now.
That's a good point.
And it doesn't allow for other countries to have their own self-actualization.
If they got a problem with their leaders over there in whatever country we're referring to, whether it be Iraq or Japan or South Korea or Russia, if they have a problem with their leadership, they should be the ones bearing the responsibility of dealing with that.
And I also have a problem with supporting the... all these military bases, you know, our tax dollars going to that, and...
who knows how much money that is per year? Billions, I would guess.
Well, I have an article on that that we can get into later on the show.
What, how much military bases cost?
No, just how much money we're spending this year versus last and...
On military in general?
In general, on the government.
Oh, okay. All
That's
right.
Kind of interesting.
We might just get into it. We got 3 hours now tonight. Cause
again, 3 hours.
We're live until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and we want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. It doesn't matter what sort of atrocities, I guess, I'm trying to say. It doesn't matter if the government of Angola is cutting off the heads of innocent people over there. And
which they were for a while, weren't they?
I don't know. I just totally made that up. But if they're just slaughtering innocent people, none of my business. My tax dollars stay in this country. And I'm not saying that I don't feel sorry for those people. I'm not saying that they shouldn't get some help. I'm saying that should be funded voluntarily. So, in that, if you believe that the situation in Angola is so dire that you want to help them out, you should be free to go over there and join their military, or join the resistance, or send them money, or send them supplies, and get involved on your own. If it's so important to you, you do something about it. How dare you tell me that I have to do something?
You know,
about
the IRA had a good gig back in the 80s. They had Feng Shui, or whatever their...
Feng Shui?
Feng Shui, yeah. Feng Shui was the name of their political wing, and they would come over to Boston and America and raise funds for the Irish Republican Army.
Now, that's great. That's perfect.
I don't know.
I'm not saying I support the IRA, but that's how you should do it. I mean, as far as if you want to support one side or the other, go ahead.
Yeah.
That should be your prerogative. But forcing everyone in America to pay for your little military exploits... That's anti-American. That's communism.
It's totalitarian, certainly, and it's against the free principles of the United States.
So Pod responds to something I wrote. I wrote on the BBS earlier. I said the rebels in Iraq are not fools. They know that we're not going to leave, period, because he made the suggestion that we might leave at some point. They're fighting back against an occupying force, and you would do the same. Pod retorts by saying, yeah, Ian, that's why they're attacking and assassinating Iraqi election officials, because that's how you fight back against an occupying force. Well, I think what they're doing is they're just attacking any sort of arm of the United States occupation. The Iraqi election officials didn't become election officials because the Iraqi people voted them in that way, or the Iraqi people decided they wanted to have these election officials. We came in, we invaded, we bombed, we killed, and we said, you, you're the new election officials. You'll follow our rules for this upcoming election. We're the United States and we're in charge. So by bombing the Iraqi people election officials, they're still attacking the whole idea of being occupied, I think.
Obviously, they want power.
Well, they're attacking their own people and saying, you need to stop supporting these United States people, basically.
Well, you have to assume that they're actually Iraqis that are all doing this, and I think that there's plenty of people from other countries.
This is true.
In the insurgency. And those people want power. They want a chance to, any problem in the Middle East, you know, they're going to be there. And it's kind of my problem with being there, period. If we weren't there messing around, we wouldn't be having to deal with the problem.
Sure.
We have a long history of screwing with their politics. With Iraq, it was obviously we supported Saddam Hussein, and now let's not support him. Let's take him out of power, and we'll go in there, and we'll bring democracy to Iraq. It's not like Iraq is very far from the closest Islamic democracy. It's right next door. Turkey's there. There is democracy in the Middle East. It does exist if you consider Turkey to be part of the Middle East. One could debate that, certainly. But
isn't
there.
Isn't India a democracy as well?
It's not in the Middle East.
That's
either.
True. I guess that's East Asia, right? Or West Asia.
Or, you know, obviously these places are republics at the same time because a true democracy wouldn't work. It would just be too annoying. You'd have to vote on everything.
Oh, but, yeah, right.
But, you know, kind of pointless.
So he goes on to say that I should try and look at this a little bit more open-mindedly. I happen to think I am looking at this a little more open-mindedly than you, Pod, because you're the one supporting the status quo. You're supporting the invasion, and I'm looking at getting out of it. That seems to be a lot more open-minded than anything George Bush or Donald Rumsfeld is putting forth. 1-800-259-9231. You get interactive. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. A picture's worth a thousand words. So picture this, a toilet bowl. You know what car part is similar to that household favorite? Battery? Gas tank? No, those won't float. But when I come back, I'll tell you what does. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
What's the automotive equivalent of your toilet bowl? Your carburetor. Both have little floats that control levels of liquid. Ever lifted the top of a toilet tank and bent the rod to stop water from flowing? Carburetors have similar float valves that adjust fuel level. In toilets, the excess water streams harmlessly to the sewer. But in carburetors, surplus fuel flows into the motor, causing engine damage, decreased gas mileage, and air pollution. All good reasons to include carburetor checks in your annual inspections. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the number for you to get interactive with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we want to hear from you. Whether it's a personal problem or a political issue that you want to get on the air, we're open line. It's 800-259-9231. Also, you can email the show. Maybe you're just not comfortable getting on a worldwide broadcast such as this. Well, that's fine. Craft your thoughts. Put them into an email and send it to FTL at freetalklive.com. And we might just read it live on the air. So one of the other communications options we have for our listeners is our bulletin board system, which is available online for free at freetalklive.com. And everything that you'll find at freetalklive.com is on the house. So the what we're talking about right now is a post that was made on that bulletin board system. The user who made the post was Pod9966, and actually, this is one of the few times he gets on the air because he never calls the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's someone who I don't think has ever called, maybe once, has called the show in the past, but he's on the BBS all the time, and so he's got some interesting opinions. We're talking about the U.S. military occupying other nations, specifically Iraq, but also South Korea, Germany, and the other 135 or so that we're currently in. And he goes on to say that he's not addressing the should we be there question. He's just referring to the situation that we do have and how best to deal with it. Now, Pod doesn't think that packing up and leaving Iraq to find its own way is the best way to deal with the situation. He says, because as soon as we left, France, Germany, Russia, and most other countries with a major desire for oil would be right there to pick up where we left off. And
I think he's probably right.
To just make matters worse. Is he suggesting that if we left Iraq, that these other countries would bring their militaries into Iraq?
I think that they would do their best to control Iraq and whatever means they had to. And absolutely, somebody would probably find themselves on a peacekeeping mission to bring law and order to Iraq. I would say that's probably so.
So why don't they come in now? I mean, why don't they join on the coalition now?
Ooh, they want to get involved. Well, because they don't have as much to benefit.
Because the U.S. would take the biggest piece of the pie, is what you're saying.
I'm not saying that the U.S. is taking any piece of the pie. I'm just saying that the U.S. would prevent pieces of pie being taken.
It seems to me that these countries might just stay the hell away because they probably would realize, well, the U.S. just pulled out because they were getting their asses kicked. Why do we want to go in there again?
Well, here's
for the
reason.
Oil?
Lots of them want to be the world power like we are.
Uh-huh.
And
France
absolutely is high on that list. France, if you made a list of the most powerful countries in the world, as far as influence and money made and all that stuff, France is going to be on your top five.
France is such a socialist bunch of weenies, though. I mean, really, there's like 10% unemployment over there. It's terrible living in France. I mean, I can't see. Okay, I'll take your word for it. But it just seems to me a little bit ludicrous that these other countries would come in. But even if they did,
the Chi-Coms.
Who cares? Even if they did, even if Russia did invade Iraq, so what? Why do I have to care about that? Why is that even a factor in whether or not we should leave and whether or not we should pull our boys and girls home and stop them from dying in the desert? Go ahead. Let the Russians come on in. I'll send them a bottle of vodka to help them with their efforts.
I think that since we've gone in there and created a mess, that we ought to clean up our mess. Pick up our toys, as it were.
Well, what do you mean by that?
I think we ought to get them in a functioning government. We've done it. We did it in World War II.
How long is that going to take?
It could take a while.
What happens if they bomb the elections? And aren't they supposed to have elections this coming month in January?
Yes.
It seems to me to be real easy to really just throw a wrench into that whole process as far as being terrorists. You know, just bomb all the election locations, basically. You want to have elections here? Boom. Not going to happen. And then they'll put it off for another 6 months while they invade the key cities like Mosul and Fallujah again and try and track down more insurgents. And as a result, they'll bomb and blow up more houses, kill more grandmothers, and anger more people.
I hear your point.
He goes on to say, speaking of Fallujah, he says, as far as the people of Fallujah returning to home to rubble, you have to consider that there's more to it than just the U.S. bombing their houses. The rebels are also doing plenty of bombing themselves. They wouldn't be bombing if we weren't there in the first place. That's a cop-out, as far as I'm concerned, what he just said. If we'd never invaded, Fallujah would still be standing. Saddam Hussein would, of course, still be in power. He'd be enjoying some grapes and some women fanning him in his palaces, and trade would be going on in the streets of Iraq, and things would be generally, for the most part, peaceful there. So I don't know. That's not even a
problem. I don't support the Saddam Hussein regime, but at the same
time. I don't either, but it sure as hell was a lot nicer of quality of life for those people.
There's 1,000 Americans dead that wouldn't be, and
over 1,000, and
tens
how about
of
the,
thousands of Iraqis dead. That
how about
be.
The injured Americans? How about the ones missing a leg, missing an arm?
There's a lot more of those than there haven't been in previous wars because of the fact that medical conditions are a lot better now.
It's so sad, and these are our children. These are our boys and girls, our 18, 20 year olds that are over there, literally giving their lives for nothing, There's no freedom being gotten from going to Iraq. I'm so tired of hearing that phrase uttered. Well, they're supporting our freedoms. Support the troops and support our freedoms. They are fighting for your freedom, boy. How could you talk bad about the troops? Our United States military has not fought for freedom since the Revolutionary War. Have they?
You can't get me to say anything otherwise because I really... I don't support the military going outside of the bounds of the United States geographically.
Right. Well, apparently some people think that's fighting for freedom. Since we're bringing democracy to Iraq, we're fighting for freedom. No. No, not at all. There's nothing free in Iraq. There's nothing free about living in Iraq right now. They've got barbed wire outside of the cities, mandatory checkpoints. The military controls the radio and television stations there. Who knows what else is going on that's not being reported? Who knows what kind of atrocities? Who knows?
Oh, I think it's getting reported. Abu Ghraib didn't get reported because the military wanted it to.
Mm-hmm.
Our free press is doing its job over there, I think.
It's doing a job, and the press of the rest of the world is picking up the ball, I think, on the things that aren't making to the press over here.
And we are kind dictators compared to, you know, the imperialist powers of the past, but we're still an imperialist power. You know, we're a very kind one. We do a good job, but...
I can't even say that we do a good job. These people came back into Fallujah, and they don't even have drinking water there. The place is in ruins. there were 200,000 people living there before? 300,000 people? Nobody can live there now.
You know, I got a question here that has to do with kind of, you know, why would you go back to Fallujah?
Christ, where the hell else are you going to go to? The desert?
I would get... I somehow...
I'm sure plenty of them didn't
I
go
understand
back.
Why people sneak across our borders. Because I would want to be here.
Yeah.
This is such a much better place to live.
It really is. For now. For now. But we're heading down the very, very wrong path in this country. And there's only so much that can be done. And I'm surprised there wasn't any new news over some new intelligence bill stuff. Because, as you know, a couple weeks ago, the United States government went ahead and passed the intelligence bill, which is basically Patriot Act Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to create a whole new government bureaucracy, basically a government spy bureaucracy. Probably going to institute another one of those spy programs that they haven't talked about yet. Because there was this mysterious provision in there that... The opposition would not even talk about. We reported on this about a week and a half ago.
A huge amount of millions of dollars was being appropriated for this, too.
There was an incredible amount of money. All the experts allegedly claimed that it was a satellite program. Well, there's a lot of money involved. It must be a satellite program. But no one's seen the details. Even the people who have seen the details can't comment on it for fear of, what, retribution? Are they going to be killed if they talk about it? Why can't they talk about it? Why can't they tell us what it is? 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to come back with more. We'll talk about the post office hell. Coming next on Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to C Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call C Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit cmineral.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, talking to you about anything, whether it be political or personal. You get on the lines. You take control of the show. Let's go right to the phones, right to the fun. Jason in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jason.
How are you doing this evening?
We're just great. How about yourself? You're on with Ian and Manwich, by the way.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
right
so on. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, you know, I'm not the most intellectual individual, but looking at history and, you know, knowing, you know, a lot of the truth about how bad the government is and the corporate elites, you know, and all that stuff, I'm looking at the war over there, and to me it seems to be a continuation of the Crusades.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if you look at history, it seems like the elites have always been trying to capture the Holy Land, you know, back in the, you know, you've got the battle, you know, England coming down trying to take over the Holy Land, the Crusades, and now really it seems like we've just got all the hired flesh and all the equipment and, you know, we're going over there and we're cleaning up. I don't think we're going to stop with Iraq. I think they're looking to take everything over there.
Certainly the possibility exists. I haven't heard any rumblings in the news media about us taking over the...
They've been talking about Iran.
They've talked about Iran and Jordan. You know, it could be. There's certainly no doubt. It's a long history of people trying to take over basically Jerusalem and those surrounding areas.
It's doomed to failure, though, in my opinion. I mean, we're already failing in Iraq. How on earth do they expect to expand to another country?
Oh, I have no idea. It's scary, but the other day it just occurred to me. I'm like, you know, we've always been over there trying to do this, and it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Terrible.
Now, don't you think we sort of, like in a manner of speaking, control the Holy Lands since we, you know, basically Israel is a protectorate of the United States in a lot of ways?
Yeah, we've created that and pumped a lot of money in there, the Rothschilds especially. You know, it's...
Are you talking about the European banking family, the Rothschilds?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know,
I'm not familiar with this.
Well, I've read a couple different things, you know, about basically... you know, they've been pumping money in there to rebuild some of these old temples, and they've got plans to, you know, tear down the mosque and put up Solomon's temple again. You know, all these weird things that, you know, we just kind of dismiss or ignore, but it seems to me like they've got a plan, you know.
A plan to what?
I don't know, but it's, I'm not the most religious individual, but it just seems odd.
Well, neither am I.
You know, that, all these individuals, you know.
So you believe, Jason, you believe that the United States wants to just take over the Middle East, basically, is what you're saying.
Well, not the United States. Well, the corporation of the United States, yeah, which is, you know, it's not controlled by us anymore. I mean.
Now, how are they going to get enough bodies to do this? I mean, because volunteering for the military is down, down, down. I think they're hitting their recruiting targets by about 50%. Do you believe they're going to bring back the draft this coming 2005 or sooner or later?
Well, what I've heard on that, they're thinking about bringing that back, and they'll give them the option. Do you want to go overseas, or do you want to be part of the Homeland Police Force?
Oh boy, that sounds kind of frightening. Where did you hear this?
Oh, I just Alex Jones and different materials that I read, and you know, just surfing the internet. You know, I'll take 10 different sources and go for the common denominator of.
Do you think if they do bring the draft back? I mean, it's going to be. Don't you think it'll be kind of difficult, or do you think the American people will just fall right in line and go to their nearest recruiting office?
No, I don't. I think they're going to have a hell of a time with that.
Good. See, that's just it. That's where it's going to stop. I mean, if they bring back the draft, there are going to be plenty of people fighting against it, and hopefully that'll be enough to perhaps cause a nonviolent revolution in this country, a paradigm shift in the way that we think about our government, and maybe just maybe we can get some freedoms back.
Yeah, that would be nice because we've, you know, I just realized this year how much I've lost. You know,
really? Now, what made you realize that?
Well, I had a friend come up from Austin, Texas, and I mean, he'd actually met Alex Jones a couple times down there, and you know, he came up here first. He told me about the money in the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor a reserve, you know, and then we just started talking and going into stuff. And daily now, we get together and we, you know, research and talk back and forth and.
So had you been, basically, would you say that you were kind of ignorant until you met this friend, or this friend kind of opened your eyes, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, I felt something wasn't right. It just didn't, you know, it just seemed like we're sucking the life out of the rest of the planet, you know, over here. And things just didn't seem, you know, right.
Well, we're at least sucking the life out of Iraq right now. I mean, I don't know about the rest of the planet, but certainly in Iraq, we're certainly sucking life out of that.
Well, yeah, you know, in China, I mean, we're working all the kids over there to make our Nikes, and, you know, there's a whole bunch of different, you know, ways you can look at it. But,
well, now, wait a minute. What's wrong with kids working? Is there, you have a problem with kids working?
Well, the 12-year-olds, you know, in the slave shops and whatever. I mean, you know, I don't mind kids working.
They're getting paid, aren't they?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, I don't live in China. I'm not too sure about that. But from what I've read, actually, Jason, this might be a shocker to you, and you say you do a lot of research. You might want to go punch this up. From what I've read, it seems that communist China isn't really getting any more communist. They're actually moving towards more of a free market mentality. They're moving away from their communist roots, and this country, on the other hand, is going more in the communist totalitarian direction.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, you know, we look at them, but we don't look at ourselves.
Well, it's good for China, but not good for us.
But essentially where I was going was, I was on TV. I was on the TV.
You were?
And, well, no, I mean, like, on it like a drug. You know, a lot of people nowadays, you know, they hit the TV after work and, you know, that's it.
You're like a zombie. I totally know what you mean. I don't watch TV, but in the house that I live, I got my fiance, and she's recently hooked up the cable television in the bedroom, and she'll be in there watching it on a little 13-inch TV in there, and I'll come in, and it will just suck my attention. Right? I'll be sitting there watching it for 5 minutes, and then she'll tell me I'm hypnotized, and I'll leave the room. So I definitely know where you're coming from. Jason, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again, all right?
All right, have a good
Thanks,
night.
Thanks, dude. Take it easy. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You take control. You bring up what's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number one. We've got hour two and three coming up. This show is now live all 3 hours per night, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you. Oh, and don't forget, we have a Saturday show from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And I misspoke at the beginning of the show. I said that we were not going to be live this Saturday night. Incorrect. We are not going to be live this Friday night, New Year's Eve. We will be live New Year's Day, I think.
Okay.
So tune in and you'll figure it out because the show will be on either way. 1-800-259-9231. You can log on at freetalklive.com and get interactive with us. Shoot us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. There's also the bulletin board system with over 220 users, over 2,000 posts for you to browse through. Check it out. Get interactive with us and the other listeners to Free Talk Live. And that's free. Plus, the archive, 6 days worth of the show, all there for you. Miss a part, miss a segment, miss an hour? Go grab it. It's online at freetalklive.com. So what's going on in Cuba, Manwich?
I've got a little new article here from newsday.com. Castro announces crude oil discovery. So it looks like we're going to have a new 51st state. We'll probably go in and We'll probably go in and invade them for oil, too.
You wonder why he made this announcement. I mean, does he want to have negative attention from the United States?
Hey, there's oil in Cuba.
You know, it's interesting you bring up Cuba. I saw something yesterday on one of the news websites. You know how they have the little quickie poll down at the bottom of their pages? Well, this one, for some reason, I don't know if there was a news story that prompted it, but the question was, should we repeal the sanctions on Cuba, or should we repeal travel restrictions on Cuba? And overwhelmingly, I thought for sure, you know, the U.S. Good old boys would vote no on that. But overwhelmingly, something like 75% voted yes on repealing travel restrictions to Cuba. And I thought, wow, that's good.
Now, those polls aren't scientific necessarily.
No, certainly not. But I don't think there are people out there actively trying to spoof the CNN poll as far as...
I think Castro has proven himself to be at least a legitimate tyrant.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, he
hasn't been overthrown yet?
He hasn't been overthrown. He's been in power for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Let me read the article real quick. Fidel Castro said a crude oil deposit has been discovered off Cuba containing up to 1 million barrels. Good news for a country that imports half of the petroleum it needs. This discovery, this is the first discovery since 1999, Castro said.
Yeah, if anyone can take advantage of a good economic opportunity, it's the communists, right? They probably can't even figure out what to do with it.
I don't know. I think we should just go over there. It's just off their coast. I mean, it's not like they really get to claim it. Let's just go take it.
Oh, it's off their coast. Is it in international waters or is it still within Cuban?
There's so many different lines as to what international waters are. There's like 3 miles and there's 90 miles. And
really?
You have to be an expert in maritime law to even understand these things. But if they say it's Cuba's find, then it's probably Cuba's find.
Well, yeah, I guess you would have to have different... gradations of international waters, because if you got like the Bahamas or whatever next to one of the other islands down there, you know, you got two different countries relatively close together island style, then where's the international water between the two?
Yes.
Is it like a little straight, a little 2-inch area of international waters? How do you do that? Maybe that's where the 3 mile thing comes into play. Interesting.
Yeah.
So oil in Cuba. Is the United States going to do something about it? I don't know. They're a little bit tied up right now in Iraq. If you've got comments, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I promised you post office hell, but as usual, we get interrupted by people on this show. That's the point. This is your show. Take control, 800-259-9231. We'll do the post office hell thing if we get a chance. Coming up.
U.S. Gold.